Well, good morning and good afternoon and good night to all those who do this at every time. If we look at the image on the screen, the flower is a unity. Interestingly, that unity blossomed out from within a previous unity, the unity of a bud that blossomed or grew out of a previous unity called a stem. And backwards, of course, to the seed, which, and in each case, something grew out of a previous unity. And of course, these flowers, and especially the yellow component pods, will become new seeds. So, in each case, right, we get the point. The unity comes out of a previous unity, but it's a new shape. It's a new size, it's a new manifestation, a new expression being born that is a new unity born of a previous unity. Let's just be with that, either visually, eyes open, looking at the screen, or something else in your room that displays the same. Or take it into some level of just sitting with it. Now we name each of those stages as seed, leaf, stem, and so forth. We name them as units, singular. But of course, if we still look at the screen, of course, the flower is a composite of many parts. And each of those parts, or the total, is a byproduct of myriad causes and conditions, sunshine, rain or water and soil being only three, because each of those is a composite of myriad parts and myriad causes and conditions. Yet, so that's important to call to mind. Yet, our focus is unity and union, and that a new phase or level or expression of wholeness will be born from the current one, a previous one. This is significant. And it is so that, for instance, a new expression of worry, doubt, anxiety, anger, aggression will be born of a previous, will be born of the same that is birthing it. So we let's hold that in contemplation, focusing on unity, focusing on wholeness. If you want, focus on beauty. Of course, to a goat, the goat wouldn't look at this as beauty. It would look at the flower as food. So we are looking at it with our human perspective. We are contemplating from being our humanness, and then all the causes and the conditions that might or might not perceive the flower as beautiful. I mean, there's lots of people that would see an aster and see a weed and pull it up. So again, we have all these causes and conditions, and our focus right now is unity or a wholeness, if you want, and that that unity is born of a previous unity, of a current or previous unity. And we can muse on that and see if it's true for ourselves. And similarly, so a craving will birth another craving if we fulfill it. And of course, trying to fulfill, it's never fulfilled. That's why we crave again. And as our mind settles in meditation, waves forward. This wholeness, this unity, unified state, also was born. It arose from a previous unified state, and that's unnatural state. Unnatural wholeness, unnatural essence of being. We smile with that because that we just experienced that that is true. Where else would it come from? Our current unity, our current state came from what was already here. So be this wholeness. We abide and let be. Eyes open or closed. Simple, radiant, expansive wholeness. Breathing in and breathing out. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings and our Mother Earth. And we pray that these simple insights and the natural state from within blossom within all beings and certainly within human beings as they have blossomed within us. Love you all. Create your day and observe through the day that which is arising, like a blossom opening, that which is arising, had its previous reiteration and has causes, conditions, and component parts. Serve it all. Love you. Create your day.